There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our show, Guys, We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast, with guest Miss Peppermint.
Yes, and if you're in Oklahoma City, November 19th through the 21st, Corinne Fisher and I are going to be at Bricktown Comedy Club. Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, November 27th and the 28th, we will be at Magoobies. Now, please enjoy this excerpt of our interview with Miss Peppermint.
And stay tuned for tomorrow because you're getting 2 episodes of Guys We Fuck this week. There's a Halloween episode coming out, and that one you don't even got to subscribe for.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
But I do want to tell you about the best sex I've ever had, especially since that's the name of my new single, Best Sex.
Yes, we were listening to it.
It was this last relationship that I was in. The first night we met, so here's the deal. I'd started in a new job and I was flirtatious and kind of really needed some attention and was really kind of infatuated with a coworker who kind of rejected me at the last minute at the 11th hour. And that sent me into like a mental tailspin. It was a big night planned.
Oh no.
And then on the way out the door, you know.
Canceled
and really took the air out of my tires.
Oh yeah, that's sad. Especially when you prep for it and you're like.
Yeah, hello. I was like getting all together. I was like, darling. So I was all gussied up, nowhere to go. I was like flailing. I was like, the entire situation was new to me, the job, the situation, everything was just new. And so I was like, I don't know where to go. I don't have any friends. And so then I was like, I'm going to get on this app and swipe right. And whoever, the first person that swipes right is coming over. That was basically my mindset.
Yeah.
And so this guy messages me and we trade a couple pictures. I'm like, okay, come get on over here. Cause love isn't real and I hate everything. So just get over here. And he came over, he gave me the runaround, of course. He was he was late. He was like an hour late. I was like, where are you? Because you're about to get replaced because you don't mean anything. And all you are a penis and you need to get over here because I'm all ready and I won't be ready in an hour. And so he's an hour late and he's messaging. He's like, I'm finally on my way. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, my neighbor, my landlady or whatever has a raccoon and I had to get the raccoon. I'm like, this is midnight. You're getting a raccoon night? Honey, shut up and get over here.
Yeah.
Stop lying. And so he came over, and it was, honey,
ooh.
I forgot all about that raccoon.
Wow.
it was heavenly.
And what about it? Like
the physical attract, there was very, it's hard to explain, but like, I think there's a lot in, at least when as a trans person, I don't know. I know as a trans person, I think also as a queer person, like gay folks, and I don't know about cis hetero people,
mm-hmm.
but I imagine so. There's so much mental stuff that goes on during sex, which is why I have these guys break down in tears because they're so weak.
Agreed.
For me, sometimes sex is about, unfortunately, about reassuring who I am,
mm-hmm.
And kind of propping up my womanhood. I hate to say that, but there's an element of that. And I think the same for my partners that I've experienced.
Okay.
Them wanting me to do, to perform in a way that feels more feminine so that it can enhance their masculinity and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if there's too much of that, then it becomes not about the connection. It's just performative, right? And then by the other token, we want it to be vulnerable and open, kind of down for whatever. I'll explore, you explore, we'll see what happens. This encounter was the perfect balance of all of that.
That is right? The best.
It was wonderful. And afterwards, and I'm still like, I was like, okay, the good swipe, that I'm glad. Okay, you need to go because nothing's, I hate everything. Like I was still in that mindset.
Yeah.
And he was like, no.
Aw.
He's like, let's stay, let's cuddle. Let's Aww. Just talk. And I was like, and we talked all night. And it usually, to be honest, I'm if it's just a jump off, I'm not really that, I'll talk. I'm talkative. I'm, very general with giving information about myself.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you can find me on Peppermint Tube. I don't do that. Yeah. I just say, hey, I live in New York. I work in nightlife. And that's usually where I was. With him, I was like, you know what? I actually made the decision. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let this conversation go where it goes. And I'm going to just be 100% honest.
Oh,
I'm gonna just try that.
Yeah.
And I did. And we were together for a year.
Oh, that's
Oh my
so
God.
Nice.
What a story.
When the levels, what you're talking about, because I do relate like in the way of because I haven't had sex in so long. So I especially like understand it. Like the last couple times I've had sex are a distant memory, but it did make me feel like a woman in this, like I walk different after I have sex. My face rests differently. And it's like, I'm reading this book about honing in your psychic abilities. And they talk about, everybody has these multiple sides to them. Every, cisgender women, like I have a masculine side that I love playing with and I love indulging in my feminine side. And the two aren't always, 50-50 all the time. And sometimes it's 80-20 and it's just really fun. But when the person sexually that you're having sex with has the same back and forth as you and it fits, is the fucking, if you could bottle that up, you'd be a billionaire.
The goal. That is the goal.
It's the best feeling in the world because you feel like it's like the safety of to be vulnerable, to come like you're a goddamn barnyard animal, and not mm-hmm. be in your body or be in your head, but rather mm-hmm. be in your body. It's the best. Oh, that's so, oh,
I
wow.
I agree.
What yeah, a good what story.
kind of piggybacking off of that a little bit and how you just were being very open and we appreciate that about, kind of needing to feel sometimes like almost more hyper feminine. Is there anything that you feel you've learned, like positively helps you or negatively, I suppose, from having time presenting as a male in the world that you carry with you into now presenting as a woman? Because I often think like, would I navigate the world differently if I had had that experience? And, or do you think about that? Or is that just like a past life that's dead to you?
It honestly is a distant, it's so long ago that it basically is so distant and sort of a dead life to me. But, I do have, I'd be lying if I said my life hasn't been affected by having been assigned male at birth.
Yeah.
But I never, there was never a moment in time, you can go back in a time machine, there was never a moment in time where you would look at me and be like, that's a nice young man, a man.
Oh,
that's
really?
A manly, like, never.
Yeah.
It would all be like, what's wrong with that girl? What? Like, it was always that. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So it was there the whole time. And my struggle was, like, balancing, you know, the inner with the outer. And, you know, that's kind of a really sort of very sort of trite way to put it. It's old-fashioned. But, you know, I don't think that there was anything about me that was inherently very macho or masculine or that commanded space as someone who was perceived as male. Mm-hmm. I rejected whatever was bestowed upon me. I rejected, with the exception of, obviously, you know, I had to go into the men's or the boys' room to go to use the bathroom. Uh-huh. There was no way around that. But everything else, honey, whether it was fashion, whether it was the way I talked or moved, who I connected with, what I watched, what I did, where, when and where I wanted to be, had nothing to do with, like, what all the other little boys wanted.
Yeah.
And I remember walking in, one second. I remember walking in to the Boy Scouts because my mother wanted me to be in, she was punishing me. And she wanted me to be in something after school. And so she signed me up for the Boy Scouts. And I was like, I can't believe this. You're killing me. I felt like she was killing me. Like,
yeah, because out of all the after school groups, that sounds like literally the worst one.
It's like military. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And just, you want me just to be, have, you know, something to do, and you give me this?
I want to tie knots in the woods. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want any of this. And she signed me up. And I felt like she was killing. I was like, Mom, you're going to kill me. It's hurting me. This is like killing my spirit.
Yeah, your soul. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, you're going. And so she had me in this vile outfit. It was not cute. And I don't even remember. It was honestly quite traumatic for me.
Yeah.
And we went to the meeting and I was crying the whole time going to the meeting. And of course we were late because, you know, we're just late. And we got into the meeting and it was like a whole room of all these, like, little white troops or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And I was like, I walked in, and you know those scenes in horror movies when it's like a vampire, like the vampire's lair, and like the one human walks into the lair and all
everyone turns.
No, they just know. That's what it was. And they were like,
And you're like, see, Mom?
I was like,
did your mom see that?
Yeah.
Did your mom see that?
I obviously stayed for the meeting. I don't remember what happened. I just remember, I don't think I said a word. And I remember they were looking at me the whole, it was just like the weirdest thing. I honestly don't remember what happened, but clearly I stayed. Honey, after that meeting, I got in that car and there was a power dynamic shift. I was like, bitch, I am never going back there. I was like 8 years old. I was like, I am never going back there again.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, oh, okay.
We hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our interview with Ms. Peppermint. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to Luminary, where you can get a subscription for as little as $2.99 a month. And you hear other great podcasts that are also only available on Luminary from the minds of Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Michael Rapaport, Lena Dunham, and more.
That's right. The URL for that is luminarypodcasts.com. And stay tuned tomorrow. We have a Halloween drunk advice episode coming at ya.
Spooky.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.